radio dial at 100.3 FM and worldwide at TeamMyrtleBeach.com and the 100.3 The Team app. Welcome back to The Drive with Aaron Marks.
Welcome back. Good Monday morning to you. Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. We are 37 minutes past the hour here at Sports Radio 100.3. Going to be a gorgeous day. Going to be a gorgeous week. It's going to warm up a little bit. The wind going to stop blowing? Holy cow, the wind, man. It's just... Isn't it supposed to be the month of March? Isn't that the one? What did we say when we were in school as kids? Comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. Isn't that March?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
I've never heard that
saying. Didn't you have those like calendars that like had little sayings for each month in your classroom?
Never heard that before.
You didn't go to a very good school. Mine was better than yours.
You're right. Because they didn't teach
you've never
me
heard that.
That
before?
No, I've never heard
Seriously?
That before.
Seriously?
I swear
that maybe that was Virginia weather. Maybe I had a Virginia-based calendar, but you were from Virginia.
Yeah, there's nothing right now. Yeah, today's supposed to be this week, I guess. High of 79 today, high of 84 tomorrow, high of 75 on Wednesday, rain on Thursday, and then rain on Friday as well. But a nice weekend as well, though.
Rain on Thursday, rain on Friday? Is that
yeah.
They don't know what's going to do on Thursday.
They're just
Friday.
Predicting right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, what is it, 50%?
They're not even saying that right now. They're not even giving the percentages because they don't want to be wrong.
Up to
exactly.
Freak everybody out.
That's exactly what they did.
That's what freaks everybody out. We need the wind to stop blowing when we're playing volleyball. That's when we need. And when I'm out cycling, I swear, yesterday I went for a training bike ride, and I swear every direction I went, the wind was blowing. It was like a crosswind coming off the beach that like was blowing me over. That wasn't fun.
How about the golf tournament in Conway? The wind was nuts there.
Yeah. We're like, this is great. If the wind's blowing this much here, what's it going to be like at the beach tonight? It was cold on Friday night. That's got to stop. But 80 degrees today, that'll be pretty good.
Yeah, high of 79.
That'll be pretty
low
good.
Low of 55.
So, team Purple Cobras. I think we need to change the team name.
Yeah.
Like already. So we need to stop that Purple Cobras crap because
we were
getting made fun of for that.
Let's change it every week.
Yeah. We're good. And then when we win a game, that's the one we'll lock in.
I like it.
We did get our t-shirts.
We did.
We got matching t-shirts. Courtesy of the guys. The guys.
We're sponsored because we're that good.
Does the sponsor know that we're the only team in the league that hasn't won a game?
No.
Don't tell them.
I will not.
Just keep having drinks with them and hanging out, and they'll be happy.
It was cool to play, against some fans too. They didn't really know who we were until we introduced ourselves, and then they kind of freaked out after that.
It was fun. It was fun. Always appreciate meeting awesome listeners, and we had the chance to do that the other night. That was the highlight of our night. That and a couple spikes by Pat, a couple good plays by Pat was about it. That was the high point.
Definitely got my Misty May trainer on.
You did.
Yeah.
You were like talking trash to the other team. And
I got
like,
a little.
I'm like, Pat, don't do that, man. We're not any good. Don't do that.
I got a little worked up a little bit. I can't help it. Like it just comes out of my mouth sometimes.
Oh gosh. So yeah, we're the team that we're those guys. We'll talk trash to you, and then you'll whip our tails.
It's like the Lakers. Yeah.
We're just like the. There we go. That's our team name this week. We're the Lakers.
Perfect.
Tonight. Going into the action. All right, reason number, this is according to Sports Talk, this is kind of funny. Reason number 3,987,987 that the NCAA is an organization that lacks even a molecule of common sense came down the pike today. This was written on Friday. Marcus Lattimore, it has been determined, can talk to recruits and can help the South Carolina Gamecocks get players to come to school there. But he can't be paid for it. Because he has his own camp, and because he has kind of done his own thing in recent years, in a recent year or two, I guess I should say, because he was trying to make it in the NFL prior to that, the NCAA has determined that paying him to be a non-on-the-field coach and recruiter is some sort of conflict of interest. But here's the thing about it. He can be a coach. If he was a coach, like an assistant running backs coach, running backs, did I say that right? If he was an assistant running backs coach, he'd be fine being out recruiting and doing his thing, and he could be paid for that. And he's allowed to talk to the recruits and help South Carolina as an off-field mentor, But the NCAA sees it that he's doing it for his own benefit, or he's double dipping for his own benefit, because he can also get them to attend his camp, and so they've determined that he is not allowed to do that. Pat, have you ever heard of anyone who has one job that can help them in another job? You know, that maybe does multiple things that might be kind of tied together? That would be like every successful business person on the planet. Just about anybody does multiple things to help build up their brand and their business. So if Marcus Lattimore wants to run a running backs camp and wants to, or a football camp, and wants to help train players and help mentor players, he's got one feather in his cap in that he was the star running back for the South Carolina Gamecocks, and he did a lot of incredible things while he was there. He's got the fact that he was drafted into the NFL even after multiple ACL injuries and played with the San Francisco 49ers. Didn't see a lot of playing time, but was on that roster. And now he's trying to add in that he's a member of the South Carolina Gamecocks coaching staff. But he does not have a desire right now of being an on-field coach. So what he would prefer is to be in this role, to assist the program, help in recruiting, help in speaking to the team, help them with life after football, which is such a big thing across many programs, help them in a variety of ways. Does that deserve, is his time worthy of being paid for that? Absolutely. Absolutely. The guy, you know, he's got to make a livelihood just like the rest of us. And if the South Carolina Gamecocks want to take part of his time, then they owe him some money for that. But the NCAA says, no, you're not allowed to do this. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. I mean, basically, the NCAA has come out and said, you know, you're such a good guy, you're such a good role model, that you should be around the program and you should help them out, but you're not allowed to be paid for that sort of thing. The whole thing is completely ludicrous. And I mean, so at this point, you know, what should South Carolina do? I guess they could fight them on this. Pat, why not just make him, something you threw out to me during the break, why not just make him, you know, assistant running backs coach, a job that doesn't even exist, and he doesn't even, like, do anything on the field, or he's standing on the field, but he's not wearing a headset or anything during the game. No, or will the NCAA see what they're doing, and then they'll come down with a rule on that saying he's required to wear a headset a certain amount of time? And
yeah, well, this is already ridiculous to begin with, and so if they're going to go ahead and force South Carolina to make a decision, yeah, go ahead and just, you know, sign him on as an assistant coach. There's nothing wrong with that. This is a great asset for the University of South Carolina, and for them, for the NCAA to go ahead and restrict what they can do and what Marcus Lattimore can do is just it's ridiculous. It's another point of where the NCAA is fighting a battle that doesn't need to be fought instead of fighting the battles that do need to be contested. I don't see any reasoning behind this. He's not using his camps really to develop, you know, South Carolina Gamecocks. He's using it to develop these kids into football players and teach them proper techniques and how to run the ball, tackle, and everything else like that all the other camps around the nation do as well. So this is just a terrible look for the NCAA too. It really doesn't make sense to me.
So according to the report, I just clicked through to the report on the state newspaper by David Cloninger. And he says that the NCAA has determined that Marcus Lattimore would create an unfair recruiting advantage by being a part of the staff that talks to players. And his primary role would be to talk to players about life beyond football. Talking to them about there's more to life and you need to be prepared for that, because he's a guy that has had to experience that. Things did not work out the way that he thought they would work out, and going to the NFL and being a star and having a prolonged career. That didn't happen for him. And he's now back at South Carolina. He's going to graduate next month with his degree and is going to go on and do other things. Now, it'll be related to football, but it won't be playing on the football field. So where could you find a better guy to talk to them about that? Lattimore can still speak to the team and be on the program's periphery, but he can't be named to a staff position, according to Cloninger's report. There would be nothing to stop Muschamp from hiring Lattimore as a coach, but Lattimore has consistently said that he doesn't think he would want to coach in college due to the time demands. So, all right, it's going to create an unfair advantage for him. For who? For him? For Lattimore to make more money? Is that who gets the unfair advantage? Because the NCAA still says he can talk to the recruits. He can talk to the players. He just can't pay to do it.
Well, I also,
this is the most backwards thing I've ever heard.
I also think about where's the unfair advantage for just regular coaches, like head coaches who have their own training camps or summer camps. Why is this such a big situation for Marcus Lattimore, who really has I mean, you can say it's very little connection to South Carolina now. He's, you know, he's an alumni, he played there, but really, does he have like an official connection? I don't really see it in this. Because is he getting paid as a recruiter? I don't know.
Well, he was. So the deal is that Muschamp hired him and was paying him to be a guy that would. He's like a consultant. You know, everybody, I'm a consultant.
So what technically, do you consult? He's assistant coach.
He's a consultant. He's an off-field coach, is basically the way that you could look at it, where he would talk to players about life beyond football and mentoring and things like that. What his schedule would be, I don't really know. You know, I'm assuming that something would be determined in terms of there would be certain time periods that he would come in and interact with the guys. So what's the unfair advantage? The fact that he has his own camp? Is that what the NCAA is determining is the unfair advantage, that he has a camp and he's then going to push players towards South Carolina? He was doing that anyway. Much like, you know, if somebody asked Peyton Manning where they should go to school, and they live in the Southeast, is he not going to say, hey, I highly recommend a place that wears orange and has a big T as the logo? Because apparently,
oh,
like,
Texas.
Yes. You know, I mean, he was already doing that. And so for him to be on staff in a matter of way, in a matter of speaking, I don't know. I'm confused as all get out by what the NCAA's thinking is on all this and where they're coming from with this.
So Dustin writes in on Twitter on this subject. He writes, teams can only have a certain amount of on-field coaches. I doubt he can be an assistant. And then
right. He
responds again, head coaches have camps, not other coaches. Assistants do not have camps. I don't know the validity of that. He's probably true, but I mean, are they restricted from having camps because they're an assistant head coach?
I guess there's some assistants around the country whose names are big enough that they could have a camp but choose not to. Like, I think about a Bud Foster at Virginia Tech who's been there forever because he can't get hired as a head coach for some reason. You know, I don't recall him having a camp. So I don't know. I mean, based on what Dustin's saying, I'm assuming that maybe that is a rule.
Maybe that is.
That is a rule. But Lattimore's not a coach. He's a consultant for the program. I don't know. The whole thing's really dumb. All right, let me know your thoughts on Twitter. Also, keep your good, your bad, and your ugly coming in. Best one of the day is going to win a $25 gift certificate to Subway. All right, let's get to part of the information you need to know. We'll get your news and weather report here in about 10 minutes. Right now, let's take a check of your national sports report.